When you think of a crush, probably the best description is something that hurts so good. When talking about it with friends, we talk about the headlines, the developments, and the disillusions. But the internal stuff, the whoosh feeling when you see your love interest walking toward you, and the withering pain that comes when that sensation fades, that kind of goes unsaid. At least until Kyle Tabuena-Frohlee came to Detours with an idea. Kyle, full of emotions, ready to share personal details and insights, wanted to analyze his crush from the inside. He wanted to call it the anatomy of a crush. Kyle was so caught up in the potential of a lifetime with someone, someone who truthfully didn't even know he existed, that he wanted to channel his energy creatively into a radio story. And our weekly writers group encouraged him. Emily Frost follows Kyle to the fraught, mind front lines of love.
He was dedicated, completely and utterly dedicated, to following his crush around. He was, in a way, the most committed journalist we'd ever come across.
But I got the interview with him. I went up and it was awesome. And it was, but it's sort of just kind of like a commitment thing. Like once you go for it, you have to really go for it, and you, or else you look like a total loser.
Kyle was also a completely unhinged journalist.
It was like really nerve-wracking, and I couldn't get a hold of anything, and I was just like, oh my god, what do I do? Oh my god.
I don't want to call this stalking, but let's just say Kyle had done a lot of research, and knew exactly where to be on campus so that he could nonchalantly bike by his love interest at just the right moment. Each interaction created so much excitement for Kyle that simple things, like getting a phone number, left him gasping for breath.
I didn't have a goal. I didn't like get his number or anything, but like that would have been way too soon. So maybe I'll see him Wednesday. But I'm feeling really good.
His passion bordered on madness.
And he was like, oh yeah, so Alex has some picture updates. And I'm like, give me your Facebook password. And like I like went all over his Facebook and I like, oh, and it was so creepy, but he did this P90X thing, remember? Yeah. I said that?
In our weekly meetings, the first thing we all wanted to know was what had happened to Kyle. We'd ply him for more information and pump up his ego, so all his crazy schemes, copying his crush's hobbies, befriending his friends, holding the door for him, seemed to make sense. We were hooked, too. Worse, we were complicit. As Marianne Fisher, a psychology expert from St. Mary's University in Nova Scotia, explains, Kyle was literally high.
The same high you get during gambling, especially when you start to win when you gamble, or when people take cocaine, that rush they get, or from some other drugs, those same pathways in our brains and the same chemicals that are involved in that rush are what we feel when we fall in love. So this idea that you get a high from it, well, truthfully, you do.
And in order to keep feeding that high, Kyle invented new reasons to run into his crush. He decided his crush would make the perfect subject for a school project.
And so he even made jokes and stuff, and I was like, yes, like, this is so cool. And at the end, we like left, and it was just like, it was the most like awesome, like, oh yeah, I'll catch you later. Like, it was like a TV show, and I was just like, boom, suckers. And then I left and I gunned it out. But
nice.
I know that was just the.
But it couldn't last. Dr. Fisher had bad news about the trajectory of a crush.
You meet someone and you might be a little bit lust with them. You begin to really, you want them. There's some sort of physical need there of wanting them. And if your body keeps producing that chemical, you're gonna basically be wiped out, right? You're gonna be absolutely physically exhausted.
One night, Kyle arrived completely deflated. He'd been keeping a sort of diary on tape and playing us exciting entries, but that night, he had no tape. He was done. His interest was not being reciprocated. He didn't want to do an anatomy of a crush. He didn't want to think about it at all. All that pining had left him exhausted, depleted. But great sadness produces great art, we thought. And so Kyle brought us this story. He said it was a requiem for a crush.
Is there even a right place to start? Is it their name? How you first saw them? How you imagined living your lives together? For me, it started with the title of this radio story. I came up with it before anything else. Anatomy of a Crush. For me, it was going to be easy. Simple. Beautiful. I was going to break it down. I was going to break my crush down.
Test?
Piece by piece. What I was feeling about this guy and when.
Okay, I'm getting ready to go and I thought I'm really... really feeling those butterflies.
Put me under my own microscope. But I'm telling you now, it was a horrible, horrible idea. I even had a plan too. I was gonna go up to him, interview him for a class project, and we'd kick it from there. We had so much to talk about. He had so much to learn about me. Because at this point, he didn't even know I existed. And that's how all crushes work for a while. They're silent, one-sided. You project what you want onto this person you hardly know, and you love them for it. And it's not about who they are. It's about what you want in a relationship. So I was stupid. I listened to my editors, and I headed out to talk to him, recorder in hand.
Oh, unless that's him right there. Oh, I think it is. Okay.
And I did. I talked to him.
Wow, you're like an overachiever.
I'm not.
yes, you are.
And the meeting was awesome. When it was over, though, that's when the trouble started. How could I write a story about something that hadn't ended? Something that was changing, hour by hour sometimes. Well, this, folks, this is why we've got the really sad piano music. It's over. I stalked him for 2 weeks, got to know some of his friends, and eventually, after a lot of prodding from my friends, I asked him out to lunch. I'm sure by now you've... guessed his answer. And now, I'm sitting on 2 hours of audio I never want to hear, 20 pages of notes I never want to read, and a story I never really want to tell. I'm caught between great radio and this episode that I just really want to get past. And I wish there was a happy ending, I really do. This is Kyle Tabuenafroli for Detours.